Hey everybody, James Giebanks here with the Pittsburgh Rodent Control Show, and today's show is called How to Seal 5 Hidden Entry Points Most Homeowners Miss. You know what drives me crazy? Watching folks spend hundreds on pest control treatments while leaving their homes about as sealed up as a screen door on a submarine. Here's the deal. If you're not properly sealing entry points, you're basically running an all-you-can-eat buffet for every critter in the neighborhood. Let's talk about the 5 spots that most homeowners completely overlook. First up, utility penetrations. Those gaps around your pipes and wires, they're basically tiny welcome mats for mice. I had a client last week who swore she had ghost mice because she couldn't figure out how they were getting in. Turns out, there was a 1/4-inch gap around her dryer vent that might as well have been a rodent superhighway. Second sneaky spot, weep holes in brick veneer. These little drainage holes are necessary for your walls, but they shouldn't be big enough to stick your pinky in. If they are, you've got a problem. Third, and this one's a doozy, roof intersections. Where your roof meets your walls, there should be proper flashing. But I can't tell you how many times I've seen gaps here that could fit a tennis ball. That's not just a pest problem, that's asking for water damage too. Fourth spot, foundation cracks. Not the obvious ones. I'm talking about those hairline cracks that start tiny but grow every winter when the ground freezes. Had a client in Shadyside who couldn't figure out why she kept getting carpenter ants. Turned out, a crack no wider than a credit card was letting them march right in. Last, but definitely not least, door sweeps. Everyone checks their weather stripping, but nobody looks at the bottom of their doors. If you can see daylight under your door, you might as well put out a pest's welcome sign. Here's your homework. Grab a flashlight tonight and check these 5 spots. If you can slide a credit card into any gap, that's your red flag. For sealing, forget about that expanding foam stuff from the hardware store. It's about as effective as using bubble gum. You want proper exclusion materials that can handle temperature changes and won't degrade. Quick success story. Had a client in Upper St. Clair who'd been fighting mice for 3 years. We sealed these 5 spots properly, and boom, not a single mouse since. That's the power of proper exclusion. Remember, folks, pests are like tiny burglars. They'll always find the weak spot in your defense. But seal these 5 points properly, and you'll turn your home from a pest hotel into Fort Knox. This has been James Giebanks with the Pittsburgh Rodent Control Show.